Our destiny depends on two related aspects of our sadhana. They are related but semi-independent. The first consideration is, how much truth can you handle? How much can you integrate? How much can you retain? How much do you realize? And the second is, how much purification are you able to achieve? The purification has to do with the sanskaras and the vasanas and the vrittis. The sanskaras we could consider to be like the riverbed in which thought flows, and the vasanas comprise the river itself, and the vritti are the particular currents that occur in the river, the signature types of thoughts that produce the illusion of the ego, particular whirlpools and rapids, the particular currents that create the vicissitudes of one's existence. And only when all of this has been purified and the river no longer flows into duality, into thought, but remains in the purity of presence, of the absolute, unprecipitated self that never liquefies itself into emotion or hardens into action based on aggression or conflict, but remains always in the ether of absolute compassion and understanding from the perspective of that all-encompassing non-dual atmosphere that surrounds the phenomenal plane and saturates it with its mystery. But the real that one must grasp, the truth, that purity enables one to embody, to manifest, to apply, is very difficult to attain because of the resistances that are produced precisely by that river of thought. And so, for example, Sri Ramana rarely taught the real truth, the highest truth, because no one could take it. He taught intermediate levels of truth. But to those closest disciples who could handle the real, he revealed what has come down as the Ajatavada teaching. A teaching that the ego mind cannot handle. The ego cannot handle even the truth of its own subconscious, of its own fantasies and addictions and lack of being. It can't recognize that it is a fabrication, a fiction, a delusion. It cannot afford to awaken from the lie of its illusory existence, let alone handle the truth of the soul and all of the past lives and the karmic background that set the stage for this final birth. But the supreme real, the Ajatavada, is the teaching that there is no birth, no creation, no world. All of it is just imagination. But it is only that level of the truth that leads to liberation. And that truth, the supreme real, can only be grokked when the mind has been completely transcended, when dualistic thought no longer interferes with one's apperception of presence. And the presence that is the self is absolute luminosity, without differentiation, without externalization, without projection. And thus no world appears. All appearance is simply the manifestation of the self, not of anything external. There is nothing outside of consciousness. And even the consciousness, when it is impure and filled with dreams and filled with fantasies that produce the illusion of a world, cannot grasp itself. The consciousness remains paradoxically unconscious of its own being, its own essential nature. And so the awakening to that truth of what lies beyond the impure consciousness that is always reacting, emoting, projecting, blaming, judging, worrying, all of those emotional, melodramatic situations that the ego is obsessed with and self-justifies its illusory existence with, all of that must fall away before the real can even emerge in consciousness. And when it does, when the awakening is complete, there is illumination, and the illumination brings the consciousness through the eye of the needle of the emptiness of the ego into the fullness of the real. The fullness that leaves no scope for duality, for otherness, for a world separate from consciousness, for karma, or for suffering. The supreme real is the blissful light, the absolute love, that is not love of anything or any other, but love in its absolute purity. And it's only when that divine nature of our being as the purity of love is fully established that we graduate from this school that can only produce the wisdom that leads to our elevation beyond it by responding with love to every adversity, and by remaining in the silence of the purity of presence without projection. This is the responsibility of a satyogi. Our sacred duty, never to project, never to believe in an egoic narrative, never to fall into the unreal. And so, if one is concerned for one's destiny, and there is a true yearning to graduate, to be liberated from the realm of suffering, then the only way it happens is through the fulfillment of our sacred duty, of our vow of purity, and our responsibility never to forget who we are, what we are, where we are, in the mind of God, in the heart of the real, in the supreme blissful intelligence of the supernal light. And we must always, always be devoted to that supreme real until the last trace of any separate I that must make effort is absorbed completely into its zero point. That original nature that is the singularity beyond time and space to which we must all return. But to return as the conqueror of time, of death, of illusion, to return victorious, to return with the realization that one has never left, that one has never lost or suffered or been separate from God, to return with that achievement of the conquest of the karmic balance sheet that must be free of all debt in order to make liberation eternal. This is the mission, the alchemical transmutation, the transfiguration of our being into its avataric self-mastery through the overcoming of its own illusory egoic self. This supreme quest must be completed now before the kind of final conflagration that brings time to an end, forces us to return again for another round of karmic education. And so this is the moment when the destiny will be determined between suffering and bliss, liberation or enslavement to the narrative of the egos, lostness in the unreal. And the only one who can decide is the presence in your heart that is already that. Only through total surrender to the real is the real attained. I'll have the courage, the wisdom, the power. Never to forget, never to separate, never to fall into duality and abide as the blissful self, offering blessings that become the valedictory offering as you ascend to the supreme abode of infinite light, infinite love, infinite peace, infinite intelligence. May you not delay your liberation. May you achieve such a sense of the living presence of God as oneself, in immediate presence and power, that one engages fully in the purification of the soul of all traces of egoic illusion. And may you have the deeper realization that brings the peace that passeth the understanding of the mind through the realization that no world ever was, no creation, no separation, no impurity ever really happened. Because time itself is an illusion, and space is only a holographic show within the mind that is transcendent of all spatiality or temporality. And may you know the supreme truth of the real that can never be expressed in language, can never be symbolized, because its reality is so vast and so beyond the comprehension of the dualistic intellect that it can only be known through absolute surrender, in which the throne of sovereignty of the Supreme Self is revealed as I.